This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. On the eve of national elections, the president of Taiwan, Chen Shui-bian, was shot and wounded as he campaigned for re-election in a motorcade. Also wounded was Vice President Annette Liu, who was traveling in the same vehicle. It's not known who carried out the attack and what influence it will have on the election outcome. The opposition candidate, Lian Zhan, immediately announced he was suspending campaign activities. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Taipei, Taiwan's capital. What do you know about this shooting?
Well, what we know is largely what we saw on the television, which is a picture of President Chen and Vice President Liu driving along in Chen's hometown of Tainan. And he suddenly looks down and she looks down. They don't sort of slump over, but they are clearly something has happened. And then the car speeds off. And the next thing we know, they're at the hospital. A couple of hours after that, the doctors come out to talk to the media and they show a photo of the president's stomach with this huge 6-inch scar across it where a bullet has grazed across the president's stomach but not actually entered his body. It required 14 stitches, and Vice President Annette Liu also required attention to a bullet wound in her leg.
So these wounds are not life-threatening.
They're not, and everyone has gone out of their way to emphasize that and to emphasize that President Chen is in control of the affairs of Taiwan this evening. And in fact, both of them have now left the hospital and have returned or on their way to Taipei, the capital.
Is this likely to affect the outcome of the election tomorrow?
Well, that's the big question. Up until now, there have been no election polls in the last 10 days before the election, but the people I've been talking to have been saying that Chen Shui-bian has been trailing. He's been behind. And Lian Zhan, the nationalist candidate, has been leading by a whisker. And I think, really, this can't do him any harm, that some kind of sympathy vote could be garnered from this incident, because there are quite a lot of people who are undecided, and they're the crucial people in tomorrow's election.
And what have the major issues been?
Well, the major issues, I guess, as in any election, have been domestic, the economy, the issue of Taiwan's identity, maintaining Taiwan's identity in the light of the perceived threat from China across the Taiwan Straits. That threat from China is very real in any election here in Taiwan. There's also this issue of a referendum that Chen Shui-bian has called, which is very, very controversial. He's asking in the referendum, alongside the actual election, who to vote for. He's asking very, very basic questions like, do you think that Taiwan should arm itself against China? Do you think that we should reach some kind of peaceful negotiations with China? And I think his opposition is criticizing him and saying that he's just trying to garner extra votes by asking very easy questions in this referendum so that people say yes to those questions and they also say yes to Chen Shui-bian.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Taipei.